On the other hand, a commodity-backed currency, a gold standard, silver standard, forces governments to spend only as much as its country has in either gold or silver. Now, here's what Marshall said. He said, this proposal is about being prepared. If you're crossing the Atlantic on the Titanic, somebody should think about a life preserver. And this is about asking the simple questions, does Virginia need some lifeboats? Can we build them? And how long will it take? Couple that with this report. January 23rd, 2011, states set to go on bankruptcy bonanza. Just how many states are going to declare bankruptcy this year? News reports indicate state policymakers, congressional leaders, and officials in the Obama administration are already involved in behind-the-scenes discussions regarding whether declaring bankruptcy may be the only solution available to states with budget crises that cannot be resolved in any other way. Yet, the Obama administration is cheering on those in Wisconsin who are steadfastly seeking to prevent their governor from desperately trying to bring balance to their budget so that the state does not go bankrupt. Would it be too much of a conclusion to draw that in reality Barack Obama does not want the states not to go bankrupt, but rather wants to see as much chaos as possible in order to eliminate American sovereignty and to bring us to our knees so that a new world government can be imposed upon us? That, my friends, I fear, is the real truth. Once a community organizer, always a national disorganizer. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Now, we've been making available to you a variety of emergency-type materials, the Berkey water purifiers, the emergency radios, and also the Silver Saul. I want you to avail yourself of those. You can find them right on our website. You can check there at the bottom on the left where there's an emergency button there, and that'll take you to a whole section of our website, saveus.org, that makes those available, or give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. And be watching. In the near future, I believe we're going to be providing yet another major, major practical emergency supply for you. You're going to want to keep tuned so you'll know when that comes. Because, friends, quite frankly, if all these things break loose, you don't know whether you'll be able to have access to power and how much real chaos we could find ourselves in. You might get a hint by looking at what's been happening around the world. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. And remember, the just shall live by faith, not by fear.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faith.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and Well, we're going to have Dottie and Sharon Harris here with us for the first part of the program. We're going to be talking to the freeze-dry guy during the second half of the hour. And let me tell you that we are having very real problems for the people who are selling either both dehydrated and freeze-dry food here in America. Those of you who listen to our programs regularly will recall that, according to Lindsay Williams, one of his friends, who was a very close friend of Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, was in Washington, D.C. in October, and Janet said, even though Janet is a very liberal, liberal individual, she liked this conservative Christian woman, and she said, I want to have lunch with you and your husband. And so the woman said, sure, I'll have lunch with you, Janet. And so they got together for lunch, and Janet Napolitano said, go home and start storing food and water. And the woman said, why should I go home and start storing food and water? And Janet Napolitano said, I can't tell you why. Just do it. You're my friend. I mean, the woman told Lindsay this when she got back. Now, I remember this was mid-October, because get a six-month supply. Well, then, of course, during the months that followed, we heard from our friend, the freeze-dry guy, and from another friend who sells dehydrated food, that they're developing shortages. Somebody was buying up tremendous supplies of these products, and Sydney, who was it who was buying up the large supplies of freeze-dry food, and Sydney of the others? And we don't know who it is, but somebody is buying them up so that they are increasingly difficult to get. Well, let's talk to Dottie here. Hi, Dottie, how you doing? Dottie, are you there? Oh, I lost Dottie. Please get Dottie on. I'm sure she can give you the right number. So I'm going to ask our producer to go ahead and to get Dottie back on the line and get the right number for Sharon. So we had a little problem there. So I'm going to ask our producer to get Dottie on the line. I'm sure that she will have the right number, and then we'll get things going. But we are living in the most momentous times I've seen. I've been around for this is my 49th year in this movement. I've never seen things going the way they are, even when the the Berlin Wall came down, which of course was as phony as a $3 bill. We recognized it was phony. But what is happening, certainly over in the Middle East and Near East today, is political theater. This is all being orchestrated. Somebody paid off the Egyptian army. Somebody paid off the Tunisian army not to intervene and to keep the tyrants in power. Those same tyrants that we've been financing all this time, now, of course, have been deposed, and certainly Mubarak has fled. The dictator of Tunisia has fled. Turkey has moved into the radical Islamic camp, but that was several years ago. The Lebanese government has collapsed, and governments all across the Near East and the Middle East seem to be on the fringe of having problems. Dottie, are you there?
Dottie's here.
Okay, thank you so very much. It's good to have you with us, and hopefully we're going to get Sharon on the line here. We had a little problem, but how are you doing tonight?
Well, doing fine. I'm, of course, unnerved about the Middle Eastern uprisings and all of the uneasiness around. As I lived in Amman, Jordan in 65 to 67 and was an evacuee of that Six-Day War, so I know what the Middle East troubles are. I know the pulse of that part of the nation and those people, part of the world, I mean. And so I understand what is unfolding in front of our eyes. It's from the scriptures of prophecy. And I think our days are numbered, and it doesn't surprise me that we're having shortages of food.
Well, I think that all we can do is certainly tell people to begin making your preparations. Certainly oil was very close to $100 a barrel today, and I think it closed at $98 a barrel. And there's other types of oil that that is over $100 a barrel. But even more than that, of course, I really believe that there certainly oil is going to go up. My figures we have are $150 to $200 a barrel. What will that do to our economy? It will simply shatter it. Well, let's get the hang on there. Let's go to Sharon now. We finally got... Hi, Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, my goodness. Somehow we lost Dottie. Well, we'll have to try to get Dottie back again. Uh-huh. I'll get... I think... do you have your radio on? There we are. Okay, we were getting an echo, so... Hopefully this time where things will be in better shape. So basically, how's everything going with Heart and Body Extract?
Well, things are going just great. I mean, we are very busy, and that's a great thing. And we're helping a lot of people, which is a wonderful thing. And get a lot of appreciation and a lot of wonderful testimonials from people. So that's an awesome thing. So, yeah, things are going very, very well.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, these things are certainly... you don't have a radio on, do you? Because I'm getting a terrible echo.
No, I don't have any radio on.
There must be something here on my end of the board. We'll have to see. Anyway, basically, of course, when we talk about Heart and Body Extract, why is it an effective treatment? Can you give us an idea?
Well, basically, our bodies are organic. We're a living thing, and what really helps a living thing is food. And food in the form of plants is very nourishing to the body. You know, basically, God created the plants, and we eat the plants. And then when we eat the plants, that nourishes the body. So it has the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients that it needs to be in balance and to function optimally. So I think that's why it works so well, because it's natural and it's plant-based.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course our guest is Sharon Harris, and Dottie's on the line. We finally got them all together here, and we're just talking about Heart and Body Extract. And so, Dottie, are you there?
Yes, you're talking about my favorite subject, you know.
All right, fine. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about the experience you've had using Heart and Body Extract?
Well, the nutrition that Sharon was talking about is what is actually the word nutrition that got me hooked on what the lady was talking about. And I had a laundry list of health conditions and had them for 4 years, and as well as loss of my central vision by a hemorrhage in front of my retinas. And so I was very interested in finding something that would satisfy those needs and correct it in some way, because I got turned down for any help medically from USC Medical and UCLA Medical, and of course they're, you know, recognized very highly. So when I heard Sharon's voice and I got some Heart and Body in my hand, that's when my progress began. And it started cleaning out my blood, and so therefore it helped my neuropathy right away. Within the first 24 hours, it started eating through the gunk that was in my blood, getting to my feet, and improving that circulation. And therefore, you know, my feet were alive again, coming alive, and not hurting like they were. And, you know, I couldn't sleep at about maybe 20 minutes at a time before I started taking Heart and Body. Of course, I don't have any problems now. I sleep and I sleep. But my feet don't hurt like they did. And, you know, when you have neuropathy, you know what pain is. So when that started improving, I was watching for other things. And the seventh day, the ninth day, is when I began to notice that my central vision was clearing up some, and I was totally surprised about that. I picked up a magazine that I had not seen and took it over to the window in the bright sunlight, and I could see straight through, and it was absolutely wonderful. Of course, it was still a gray, lacy, smoky looking, thing, and it still is to this day. But if I put my hand in front of my face, about 5 inches from my face, and look at my hand, there's all but about, a little larger than a half dollar, let's say, that I cannot see. And the rest of it is faintly clear from my periphery and my eye vision. That heart and body has cleared up.
No, because basically, I don't think Sharon can. We say this would happen to everybody who's having it. Suddenly a reporting of one individual. The response, doesn't everybody respond differently?
Yeah, we're all unique. Everybody's different, and Dottie's different than myself, and you're different than myself, and so on. So, yeah, we are very unique, but. We do know that the heart and body is very good for the circulation. It's very good for cleansing the blood. It's very good for helping to thin the blood and helping to prevent excess platelet aggregation. So certain things that, we definitely know that the formula is very good for. So in the instance of, someone having some dried blood in front of their retinas, I would suggest give it a try and see what happens for you. And we have seen that happen with a number of different people, but we are all unique, so we need to be careful. It'll definitely work, but I say cautiously optimistic. Give it a try, and let's hope for the best in that regard.
All right. Well, I think that the thing is, as with any herbal product, you just have to try it. But basically, of course, herbs were the basis of medicine up until probably about 100 years ago, when, of course, the allopathic medicine began to replace herbal medicines, and yet they still have an important part in our armamentarium. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you would like to know anything about it, why, here are the people who are the experts on that. So, basically, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to go ahead and talk to either Sharon or Dottie. Okay, well, right now it seems to be we're better off as far as the echo is not so much of a problem.
Great.
Go ahead.
I said that's great. I'm glad that the echo isn't there for you, yes.
Well, basically, would you like to tell our listener what is in heart and body extract? What is it? Certainly is it? I know it's a cayenne pepper and there's garlic, but what are the other products that are in this?
Sure. Okay, well, heart and body extract is a liquid formula. It's an organic and wild-crafted herbal formula, so it's very high quality. And it's an excellent herbal formula that was designed to help to balance and support the heart and the circulatory system. And what it has in it is garlic. Garlic is very powerful for promoting a healthy immune system. It's a great antioxidant. Antioxidants help the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It also is helpful for supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. We also have in the formula, like you mentioned, hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry will restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation. It regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. It's actually a very important ingredient. Hawthorn, garlic, and cayenne pepper are the most important ingredients in the formula. And the other ingredients will be synergetic to support the formula. Next in the formula is coleus. Coleus is a very interesting herb. It has a 3,000-year track record in Indian medicine. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs, and it also supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is motherwort, which is a circulatory stimulant. It's a relaxant and a nerve tonic. Next, we have bilberry, which is great for the eyes. It'll dilate the blood vessels, and it promotes a healthy immune system. Next is butcher's broom. Butcher's broom maintains healthy vascular permeability and assists the circulation. Next, we have mistletoe, which promotes a healthy immune system. It also has a calming type of effect on the body. It'll further support healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next in the formula is kelp, which is used mainly for the iodine and the effect that it has on the thyroid gland. Next is ginger, which will help to support liver function. It's nervine. It'll stimulate the circulation, especially in the extremities. And then finally, cayenne pepper, which will equalize the blood flow in the body and enhances the effect of all of the herbs. It'll stimulate the body and organs properly so that they can cleanse and begin to function optimally. Great formula. Works very, very well.
Yeah, it certainly is. Look, I'm going to ask Sharon, if you will hang up, I'm going to ask my producer to call you right back, okay?
Okay.
We'll see if we can get rid of that once and for all. So, basically, Dottie, now, of course, you've been working with Sharon for a good long time on this product.
Right.
And, Sydney, how long have you been taking it?
6.5 years. I started in July of 2004. And I've been receiving benefits from it one way or another from then on. And so 6.5 years, you know, it'll be 7 years in July, so that's coming up right around the corner. But there's just one way or another I see benefits. Even with my dental problems that I had, I was facing a gingivectomy, because of the bad condition in my mouth. But it started cleaning out my blood and, you know, circulating in my gums, and it was healing, cleansing, purifying, and keeping it healthy. So you may not see or feel a benefit one way or another, but with the ones that I know that it's helped me with, plus the fact that I got to cut back to about 25% of my pharmaceuticals that I was using, because I have diabetes also. And I know that it's just continually, day after day after day, it's been beneficial because it is nutrition that I can't get in food.
And somebody once said, you know, we are what we eat, and diet, of course, the longer I'm at this, the more convinced I am that, of course, we do need to have proper nutrition, without it we're going to have real problems. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sharon, I want you to get your telephone number out, your website.
Sure. Okay, the phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. The website is heartandbody.com. Again, heartandbody.com.
All right, fine. And Sydney, this product has been on the market, what, about 9 years now?
Actually, 10 years now.
Oh, my goodness, time flies, because you've been with us for well over, I guess, a year and a half, helping to support Radio Liberty, and we certainly do appreciate your help and support, and we know an awful lot of our listeners, of course, use your product, and certainly we've never had anybody who complained at all. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for either Sharon or Dottie, this is the time to ask. And, of course, how often do you take the Heart and Body Aspect, Sharon?
For best results, we recommend that people be compliant on the dosage. And the best way to take the formula is 3 times a day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and then in the evening. And it's according to weight. So let's say a person's 150 pounds. They would be taking 15 drops 3 times
a
day.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Sharon, go right ahead.
Yeah, so 15 drops for a 150-pound person. On the dropper, you get a bottle, and a glass bottle with the organic herbs inside.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
We can get Herman on here. Herman, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, good evening. Oftentimes when people go on supplements and they're touted as being excellent, but they get to be expensive and people are paying a couple hundred dollars a month before they know it and for the rest of their life, and a lot of people in today's economy can't afford it. Now, how affordable is this? And you mentioned three times a day. Well, is this three times a day for a few months for the next 10 years, or what are we looking at?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, I'm going to ask you, how old are you, please?
59.
You're 59. Okay, so you're kind of like middle-aged. You're not really elderly, but you're not really young. So at your age, I would suggest about 8 months you want to be on the product three times a day. Then the second question I would ask you is, how much do you weigh, please?
Just under 200 pounds.
Okay. You would take 20 drops three times a day. So So for you, you would get a like a 100 ml bottle, and a 20 drops three times a day will last you for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And the price of that is $50 a month. So considering all that the formula does, all that it can help you with, definitely a very good investment in your health. So it is affordable. Then after the 8 months, I would suggest go on a maintenance dosage of one time per day for 20 drops, and that will maintain your benefits so you don't backslide.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Well, thank
so it's
you very
affordable
much.
And well worth the money. We say that to people, well worth the money, most definitely.
Anything else, Herman?
And then basically it's only available through you or in stores or?
Our formula is naturopathic type of quality, i.e. It's very effective. You're not going to find our formula in the health food stores, not with this kind of effectiveness. So, yes, you need to order through Healthy Hearts Club. We're the exclusive owners of the formula. So, yeah, you need to get it through us so you won't find it in the store.
Would you like to put the telephone number and the website out one more time?
Sure, that's a great idea. The phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. 5305, and the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
All right, fine. Is there anything else we should mention this evening that you'd like to bring up?
Well, the product is very effective. It works. We guarantee it'll work for you. So I encourage people to give it a try, and you'll be very happy that you did.
All right, fine. Well, we've had Sharon Harris with it. She's the actually developer of this product, Heart and Body Extract, and Sharon does help Radio Liberty. We really appreciate it, but we've been taking the product. We think it certainly appears to be beneficial. I'm very happy with it, and so are the rest of the members of my family. Sharon and Dottie, God bless you both. Thank you so very much for being with us. This
Our
evening,
pleasure.
We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Sharon. That was Dottie. And, of course, the next half hour, we're going to have the freeze-dry guy on. We're going to be talking really about what's happening. And as far as food is concerned, and a lot of people cannot imagine any problem at all as far as food. After all, I mean, there's lots of food down at the grocery store. Or there has been a lot of food at the grocery store in the past that was readily affordable, but everything is changing. And, of course, basically, if you're looking and seeing what's happening, the price of oil was, I think, to $98 a barrel today. And there's some other, the Brent index. I don't understand what that is. That was to $106 a barrel. But basically, of course, we've been told, true or not, but we've been told by people I think have a pretty good grasp of what's going on, number one, that suddenly there are going to be food shortages, that there is going to be inflation, and suddenly we know that the producer price index is 14.1%. Now, PPI is certainly what it costs to produce goods at the present time, and of course it takes about 6 months from the time they come up with a producer price index before the prices begin to raise at the local stores. My concern, of course, is that we're moving into an inflationary spiral. That how bad it will be, I do not know. I do know that there's no reason for what the Federal Reserve is doing. They're putting money in the economy. The major corporations are sitting on $2 trillion. The banks are sitting on $3 trillion. That's $5 trillion out there. They're all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They created this problem, and they're going to continue. And we'll be back in just a moment here.
Pop. Night, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and the freeze-dry guy hasn't called back, and so it's going to be open lines this next half hour. And so if you're out there and you'd like to talk about something, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But right now, of course, we are witnessing one of the most amazing theaters I've ever seen. Basically, of course, the whole of the Near East, the whole of the Middle East is in flames, and basically, of course, this is all orchestrated, all carefully orchestrated. And you can tell it's orchestrated because the military, certainly in both Egypt and in Tunisia, did not, of course, put down the uprising. Certainly in communist China, at the time of Tiananmen Square, why, of course, they did exactly what tyrants do. They simply opened up the machine guns, and they killed tens of thousands of Chinese. And, of course, this is what the Americans wanted at the time, because George Herbert Walker Bush punished these wicked Chinese for killing all those people by giving China most favored trade status. Most favored nation trade status, so they could bring the products in here without any restrictions at all, without any tariffs. This is what you do when you want to reward somebody. We rewarded the Chinese communists for the brutal oppression, and of course, we, of course, are outraged by what's going on, certainly in the Near East and Middle East today, when, of course, in Libya, where a military is doing what militaries ordinarily do, what they've done in America in the past, certainly when they had the veterans marching on the White House in the 1930s, because they'd been promised a pension after the First World War, and the government refused to give it to them. They just lined up the troops and they shot the American veterans marching on the White House. And so basically, of course, but we're outraged, but other people do exactly what has been done here. What's the solution? This whole thing is orchestrated. We've been keeping the tyrants in power, and now, of course, comes the time when we're going to bring the radical form of Islam, which incidentally has been financed by the CIA and MI6, going back until to the inception of the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928. This is all political theater. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Sandy calling from Yakima, Washington, and it's open lines, whatever you would like to talk about. Hi, Sandy, how are we doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I had a quick question about Pastor Billy Crone's An Intelligent Creation DVDs.
Go right ahead.
I was wondering, does he discuss evolution in there at all, or is it just about creation?
No, it is all about the lie of evolution. Basically, he just takes it point by point by point. He actually introduces, you actually interview some evolutionists, and these are the evolutionists that found that there were suddenly blood vessels with red blood cells in the bone marrow of a 50 million year old dinosaur, because they insist, of course, that they died out 50 million years ago. And there's one of these guys, in fact, he's sort of the prototype for Indiana Jones. You remember the Indiana Jones series? And this was the man who was patterned after. He's a paleontologist, and basically he's firmly convinced. In fact, he was the consultant for Jurassic Park. And he is firmly convinced we can actually get DNA from the marrow, certainly of this dinosaur, and we can build our own dinosaur down the line. And but, of course, they ask him, well, how can you explain this? You know, 50 million years, how can it be there? And he just sort of smiles and says, well, we can't. But this is a great, great series. There's actually 8 DVDs in this series. And Pastor Billy does an amazing, amazing job. Part one, part two, you can get them together or you can get them separately. But it's fascinating watching. He's done an outstanding job. And it's sort of like he builds on this every week. And he actually worked on this for 6 years. He's actually got about 5 parts in the series. This is the end part. It was a divine creation and organized creation. I forgot the names of all of them, and one of these days we'll offer them all. But we're not as organized as I wish we are. But this is the final one in the series, and it is so convincing. Did you hear our program last night with David Rogney, who was in New Guinea and saw a dinosaur?
Yes.
Wasn't that fascinating?
It was fascinating. Yes, it was.
I had no idea what he was going to say, you know.
Gosh, yes, it was. It was fascinating. So this would be a good tool to teach your children and grandchildren about creation versus evolution then.
It would be one of the best tools I've ever seen.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Anything else, Sandy?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
Incidentally, he does have another excellent series for adults.
He does.
It's called The Final Countdown, and this gets into prophecy. And
I've
because there's 10 DVDs there, part 5 and part 1 and 5 and part 2. And there's a book that goes with that. You don't have to have the book, but it basically gives you an opportunity to go over what he says because he talks so fast. And if you listen to him, and what's so fascinating, you know, about him, he's got all these little quips and sayings, and very entertaining talking to. But suddenly, you want to begin to remember what he's saying, and what he's saying is so vitally important. As he talks about, we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecies, and what are these prophecies? How could we discuss them intelligently? Well, I'll tell you what, his material has helped me to be able to present these ideas effectively to a radio audience all throughout the world. I learn something every day I'm on the radio. One reason I enjoy doing what I'm doing is because there's never a day goes by but I don't learn something new. I suppose when that day comes, I really should give up, but I learn something new every day.
I do, too, so it's just great.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Sandy.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, Chris, it's so important, vitally important, that people understand. One of the major things that the enemy is using is this idea that, evolution is a scientific fact, and it's a lie, as is so much of what's going on today. They know that they have nothing there, and of course they have to be very, very creative. Since there's no missing link, they can't find one, they have to create one. And when you actually watch, you know, they have all these pictures, you know, they'll show you the evolution from a monkey to a sort of a chimpanzee towards, and then they show you how the facial features change. There's no basis for that. It's all contrived. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Donna calling from New Orleans. Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Have you heard anything at all about the people down there, some of them who have been out working there in the Gulf getting ill? Is that a wives' tale, or is this really a problem?
I'm not sure. I don't know anybody, you know.
You don't know anybody who's been out there working in the Gulf there and doing cleanup and things?
No, I live in the city.
You're a city girl, okay. And you live in Sin City there?
Well, I did move to the North Shore
All right, fine.
2 weeks before the hurricane got moved.
Okay. All right, fine. Would you have a question or comment this evening?
Yeah, first of all, did you get my letter?
I did, but I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Oh, okay. And secondly, I was wondering in the Kennedy-Nixon election, before you knew what was going on, who vote for in that election?
Well, I think I probably voted, let's see, that would have been 1960. And so I would have voted for Richard Nixon because I was a Republican at that time, and I thought Republicans were good and Democrats were bad. But, of course, the thing is that what people don't understand is the elections are rigged, and Richard Nixon was supposed to win the election. And Joe Kennedy, John Kennedy's dad, went to the mafia and he got him to rig the election in Illinois and one other state. And John Kennedy won the election. And it was well known that the election was rigged in Chicago. But Richard Nixon was told, do not intervene, because we got to create this impression that we have democracy, we have fair elections. So Nixon was promised that he would become president if he did not contest the election, but he had to sit on the sidelines for a time, and he did. He actually he initially ran for governor here in the state of California, where I live, and he was defeated. And then, of course, he moved back to Washington D.C. to New York City, and he actually rented the apartment next to Nelson Rockefeller. He went to work for a Rockefeller-controlled law firm, and he spent the next 8 years, preparing, or six years, preparing to run for the presidency, and they gave him the presidency in 1968 as a reward for maintaining this myth that the elections are not rigged, but they are rigged. They've always been rigged, at least in the last 50 years, by the Brotherhood of Darkness. So I voted for Richard Nixon, thinking, and because he was a crook. John Kennedy was not an honorable man, but he honestly thought that he was the president, and he certainly wanted to take the power away from the establishment, and you don't do that. If you do, you'll pay for it with your life.
Okay, and at the time Kennedy was in office, what did you think of him?
I thought he was a terrible president. He was socializing our country, because he was trying to bring in all of these bad socialist programs to centralize power with government. And I did not like the various things he was doing, internationalist things. He brought forth something called 7277. It was the whole idea we were going to have unilateral disarmament. We were going to move into world government. I did not like Kennedy when he was the president of the United States. Because, of course, he was going along with this whole idea of accommodation with the Soviet Union. But, of course, he paid for trying to act independently. He paid for it with his life. Because of several things he did that were wrong. First of all, he wanted to take power away from the bankers. He wanted to get us back to a silver-backed currency. He did not want to get into the Vietnam War. They wanted in the Vietnam War. But his greatest sin at all was he was certainly furious with the CIA, and he fired Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles, the man who planned the Bay of Pigs election invasion, and that, of course, I think is what cost him his life.
Yeah, okay, well, I know all that stuff, but I just wanted your opinion, so thank you very much.
God bless you. Thanks very much. Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Tim, who's calling from Illinois. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, more or less a comment here on how our states are involved in homosexuality, abortion, teen sex, and gambling. Now, look at the effort that was put together here, concerted effort to stop, say no to cigarettes, no smoking, our schools and our work and just everywhere you can imagine. Okay, they did a great job smoking. Obviously, if a 12-year-old kid starts out smoking, he could live to be 50 or 60, or a girl. But if they get involved with homosexuality and sex and gambling, well, obviously their life is shortened, probably 50%. But I just wondered, how do you feel about this, your state in California? I'm over here in Illinois. It's the same thing. They're handing out condoms.
Right.
When is this going to stop?
When God brings his judgment on this country, basically everybody talks about what's going on today from a political point of view, from the fact that we are installing the radical Islamic religion there in the Near East and Middle East in preparation for a coming war. I believe it's going to be a nuclear war because we've transferred nuclear technology to Pakistan, and I think terrible things are going to happen. But we're looking at it from politically, ideologically. We have to look at this spiritually because, of course, God brings his judgment on nations that turn against him. And if you look at this from purely from a spiritual point of view, I think God's going to bring a terrible judgment on this country. We have lived in prosperity. We've done very well, for the last 230 years. Because, of course, we were a nation under God. We're no longer a nation under God. And the churches refuse to speak out. They've infiltrated and neutralized our religious seminaries, our universities. And I really fear God's judgment is coming and very, very soon on this country. Anything else? Right. Does that answer your question?
It sure does. One other quick comment here. Was Paul Mueller, in 1935, he was a Swiss chemist who invented DDT, a great insecticide, and it was cheap. All you needed was chlorine, alcohol, and sulfuric acid. It retained its killing power, and it lasted for days, and it killed ticks and lice, mosquitoes, bed bugs, all vectors responsible for typhus and malaria. So here Paul Mueller, 1935, invented this, but he received a Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1948, which he deserved, Dr. Stan. He saved millions, I'm sure, prevented millions of deaths.
Well, basically, Chris, the reason that DDT was outlawed wasn't because it was dangerous. It was the safest insecticide, safer than anything we have today. They have outlawed DDT because it was saving so many lives. And this is laid out by Alexander King, co-chairman of the Club of Rome, and you'll find the exact documentation of that in my little monograph available at our website, The Population Control Agenda. And so Alexander King wrote that the reason that they had to outlaw DDT wasn't because it was killing people or wasn't effective or dangerous, because it was saving so many lives. And since, of course, we stopped using DDT, between 300 and 500 million people contract malaria every year, and close to 3 million die. They say it's only 1 million, but they're lying about that and everything else. In fact, they're lying about, just reading today, where they've done studies in Africa, and if you give these little kids the DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus toxoid vaccines, they tripled the death rate in those children. This is what it's all about. It's about population control. And once you understand that, you can understand why they're fluoridating our water, why they're spraying us with aluminum, why, of course, they have aspartame, certainly in our chewing gum for our children, and certainly in diet coating, diets, and certainly in Pepsi. Understand they're poisoning the American people, and most people have no idea what's going on today. If you've never read the Population Control Agenda monograph, you can get the exact source of that quotation from Alexander King, co-chairman of the Club of Rome. Anything else before we let you go?
Well, Dr. Stan, it looks like we're going into the Dark Ages, which was characterized by retardation in social, political, and intellectual development. I mean,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Do not know, but he was a Satanist, and it is not important. He was embracing these ideas of the Illuminati. We don't know whether the Illuminati still exists today, but the ideas of the Illuminati exist in these skull and bones and within the upper echelons of Masonry, the satanic levels of it, within the Bohemian Grove, within the CFR, and you can actually trace the CFR certainly back to Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, and you could trace Cecil Rhodes to John Ruskin, who is a disciple of the Illuminati. Whether the Illuminati exists does not matter. What really matters is the idea. And what did the Illuminati want to do? They wanted a one-world government. They wanted to destroy existing society, exactly as you're seeing in the Middle East today. And they wanted to destroy religion. And, of course, right now I think you're going to see the imposition of radical Islam over there. And then, of course, I think you're going to see a great and terrible and horrible war, probably a nuclear war. But we're living in exciting times. I hope you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's the only thing that's going to get you or me or anybody out in the listening audience to what lies ahead.
Okay.
God bless, and thanks so much for calling, Amber. And this is, of course, the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, why, of course, you're going to need one. You're going to have to get down on your knees and just ask him to come in and take control of your life, because none of us are going to be able to direct our lives during the difficult times that lie ahead without his guidance. Well, this is the time when I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported, and if we do have a few advertisers, with the expenses that we have trying to keep over our 60 outlets on the air every week. We do need your help if you're in a position to help. And if you're not, why, of course, we'd appreciate your prayers for our provision and for our protection. I want to suggest several excellent weapons. One is a DVD titled Cancer Forbidden Cures. cancer, forbidden cures. Why is that a weapon? Well, once people understand, they really want to kill people off. And there are cures for cancer. They've been around for a long time, and they've been suppressed. Once people think of that and think of the implications, hopefully they're going to want to get involved. So we have the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures. We have the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? Goes in the background that they're putting massive amounts of aluminum into the atmosphere, and we'll be bringing you all the details on that. And this is an excellent DVD, goes into geoengineering, but there are parts of this story that, we'll give you a little different slant on, but this will give you an excellent realization that there's massive increase of the aluminum in the water, in the snowpack. How is the aluminum getting in the atmosphere? Well, a lot of it's getting in there because of the contrails from our planes, and, of course, what's in those contrails. And then, of course, the rocket fuel, and then they do have certain programs for engineering the weather and for geoengineering the weather. Well worthwhile you are getting What in the Earth Are They Spraying, or What in the World Are They Spraying. And incidentally, then, of course, you need to get my book or DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the hidden agenda, and the syllabus goes into what they're doing to the drinking water. And then I would simply mention, if you're in a position to, you may want to consider getting a total home water filtration unit, because the Berkey does a great job of getting the fluoride out of your drinking water. But it doesn't get it out of the water you breathe in, and you take baths or showers, you're going to absorb fluoride. We have a unit. If you'd like to know more about the total home water filtration system, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Would anybody want to poison the American people? Absolutely. And you need to get the background of what's going on today, and please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And for the next hour, we're going to be talking to Deborah Whitman, and we're going to be talking about what's going on from the environmental point of view. It's very difficult to believe anybody would want to harm hundreds of millions, if not billions of people. And yet, of course, when you get into the background of what's going on, if you haven't heard my talk on the planned population control, we point out that over 2 billion people were infected with hepatitis B using the vaccination program throughout the world. And how did they infect 2 billion people? Well, they used dirty needles. They used dirty needles in the vaccination program throughout the world. Now, a lot of those people, of course, they've cleared the infection on their own, but probably, you know, I think 20 or 30 million people die every year of hepatitis B throughout the world because of the vaccination program, and they just accidentally forgot that you ought to use a clean needle. How could they be that stupid unintentionally? But they're doing other things here in America that affect your health. Deborah, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this talk.
Well, will you tell us what interested you, how you learned about what was going on, and what is your primary concern about what's going on today that is being utilized to destroy the health of the American people?
I agree, and the pharmaceuticals are making millions of dollars on people, keeping them alive but sick. That's all I can say. It's very serious, and I suffer from fibromyalgia and multiple chemical sensitivities. And at the time when I was told I had fibromyalgia, I was working for the state of California. I had a high-paying job as an analyst. And I wasn't happy with my doctors telling me that I had fibromyalgia, but they didn't know what it was, what caused it, how I could get rid of it. But all of a sudden, a lot of people were coming down with it. So with that, I started...
Well, now, Deborah, what year was that? Because basically this fibromyalgia really started about 1980. At what point did you start developing it?
It was about 20 years ago.
All right, so you're about 1990. So it had been around for about 10 years at that time. But basically, it started about 1980, and then it's expanded, paralleling the expansion of Lyme disease and chronic fatigue. And they sort of all merged together, because then we had the Gulf War illness that came in 1991. But so basically, you were diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Right. I was sick for quite a while, for several years prior to that, before I was finally diagnosed. And it did start with a chronic fatigue type illness when I went into the doctor the first time. And then it progressed into fibromyalgia, and then severe, and I mean severe, multiple chemical sensitivities.
Right, and of course they all sort of go together. And basically, of course, you get agonizing pain, you get this brain fog, suddenly you get all sorts of crippling disease. You get colitis. Many people have colitis, intestinal problems. Did you have any of those things? It was mostly just the agonizing pain and the fatigue.
No, I had all of those.
All right, fine. The brain fog went along with it?
Everything. I mean, you name it, I had it, and I couldn't believe it, because I'll tell you that I like to tell stories. At the time I was married, I was doing a lot of research on my health, trying to figure out what was wrong.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Deborah, you go right ahead. So basically, you were married. You were trying to figure out what was wrong with him.
My husband kept calling me a hypochondriac.
Right. Because
there
was just nothing to see. You go to the doctor, and he can't see anything. And he says, well, it's got to be, take a Prozac here, you know. And I don't fault the doctors, because, of course, I've examined the people. And the blood tests look pretty good. Usually they don't have an elevated sedimentation rate. They don't have the signs of chronic infection. But something is triggering off the immune system. Something is triggering off the pain, fogging the brain, giving them the colitis. And many of them have neurological symptoms. Go ahead and pick up the story there, Deborah.
Yeah, so anyway, I told him, I says, well, everything is wrong. I don't know what to tell you. It is wrong. And sure enough, I finally was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and I went to a class that Kaiser sent me to, and they gave me this huge, thick book. And I started reading through that, and sure enough, everything that I said that I had, because it's part of fibromyalgia. So it was nice to know that they put a name to it. However, I still wasn't happy with them telling me they didn't cause it.
Well, the thing is that doctors don't know what causes it. It's very difficult to believe that something like this could be actually created to disable millions of people. But go right ahead with your story.
Yeah, I believe it's an accumulation of chemicals in the body, and till the point is that you get
like I am, suffering multiple chemical sensitivities, and there's a lot of people out there now with it. It started with chronic fatigue type syndrome, then it went on to fibromyalgia and then multiple chemical sensitivities. And I truly believe I was exposed to a lot of chemicals when I was young, as far as lead and my father owned a transmission shop, so there was lead, gasoline back in those days, plus solvents in the shop. So I never really felt good even as a child, but it got really worse in the late 1980s. And I'm going to tell you a story about Rosalind Peterson, because she's I interviewed her for a documentary that I was doing at the time called Skylines, and she was trying to educate me on the weather modification programs, or stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, also known as chemtrails. So she's writing all this stuff on the chalkboard. She says, the late 1980s, this happened, the rickets and the children, you know, and that's when we have evidence that the spraying started. And I said, well, Rosin, that's when I started getting sick, was the late 1980s with all these symptoms. And so I started putting two and two together. And, yeah, and the people that I talk to, I get calls from people all over that are very ill, and the doctors don't know what's wrong, and we can relate it to primary, I think most of it comes from the aerosol spraying that's been going on. And granted, I can't specifically give you facts.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Cindy Deborah Whitman. Started getting ill in the late 1980s. Of course, it cost her her marriage, cost her her job. And basically, of course, she has been trying to study this ever since. And, of course, she's come to the conclusion that she has multiple chemical sensitivities, and she believes it's related to the aerosol spraying that's taking place. Is there aerosol spraying? Well, basically, the contrails that come out of the planes can actually contain the products from naphthalene and benzene and percolate. And then, of course, there's aluminum oxide, which, of course, because they use aluminum soap. And this is all precipitating out. And, of course, the rocket fuel, there's so much rocket fuel that's being used. And every time you put up a rocket, you release a lot of aluminum. And then they have these geoengineering programs where they're releasing this material that they're putting up into space by rockets to create a cap over the Earth to reflect the sun's rays. At least that's what they say. But all of these chemicals that they're putting up there are coming down to Earth, and they're getting in our food, they're getting into our water. But you pick up the story there, Deborah.
Well, yeah, I'm so sensitive to the chemicals that I can pretty much identify the types of chemicals that I'm around by my symptoms. For instance, if I'm around diesel, I cough. If I'm around carbon monoxide from traffic of cars or fires, I get angina pain. Pesticides, I get a headache in the front over my eyes and pain in the back of my neck and upset stomach. So when there's persistent jet contrails or chemtrails, whatever you want to call them, and they are here, I'm in California, and they're here, Northern California, Southern California, all through California on a regular basis, I get very ill, and the symptoms are totally different. First, my eyes will kind of burn and itch, then my skin will burn, and it will continue to burn, by the way, until I shower and get the stuff off. So it sticks to my scalp and to my skin. I start getting shortness of breath, sinus swelling. I get irregular heartbeats. I go into some type of a respiratory shock, or the thinking, I get confused thinking, and what I mean is, like, I blank out and my mind goes for a minute and then it comes back. It's like somebody takes a switch and flips my mind off and then it comes back on again. And I know these are the symptoms that go on, so I try to calm myself down. But what happens is that also these chemicals, whatever they're putting in there, affects my blood pressure. And what happens is it gets to, like, stroke levels. I get dizzy spells. I have to go into emergency and be put on oxygen to get my symptoms to go away.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. We've been getting a number of calls from Santa Rosa, from our good friends up there, and the people we know and we trust, and they said that there's been a much increased level of spraying in that area, and basically whether they're talking about contrails or whether they're talking about chemtrails, there has been a tremendous increase in spraying. As a result of this, many of the people up there are getting respiratory symptoms. They coughing, their eyes are burning, their skin is burning, and they're describing many of the symptoms you are. Now, this is simply within the last few weeks, and I've got calls from several people in that area. One of them is Arlene Cole, is a good friend of ours, an objective individual, and Rosalind Peterson, who, of course, lives in Mendocino, not too far from there. Rosalind Peterson has said that they, and she's watching the sky all the time. Most people aren't watching the sky. But Rosalind Peterson watches the sky. She said much increase in these contrails that, of course, converge, and then they create the overcast of the sky. And, of course, when this happens, then the product that's in there precipitates out. Now, basically, what is in contrails? Well, there's naphthalene, there's benzene, there's percolate. There's aluminum oxide, certainly. There's the particulate matter that comes from the jet fuels. And basically, you can react to all of these, and they're going to descend to Earth. And, of course, a marked increase in the amount of... and, of course, a lot of this is coming from military planes, and they use a much... they use a different type of jet fuel. The conventional jet fuel, we call it J-40, although they have a little different name, but they all acknowledge that the military jet fuel is J-8. And this is much more toxic. If you begin to see planes not flying from point A to point B over your home, but flying from point A to come up to your home and then turn around and going back to point A, that is not a commercial jet. That's a military jet and or a CIA Evergreen aircraft. But go ahead, pick up the story there, Deborah.
Well, I just wanted to mention a little bit that we are finding chemicals in Northern California. There's a grassroots movement up there, and they're finding all very large amounts of aluminum in rainwater, and even the snowpack up in Mount Shasta, they tested, and it was 61 times the contaminant level of drinking water for aluminum.
That's basically what has happened, is dramatic increase in the amount of aluminum that is in the drinking water, in the snowpack, in the ground, getting into our food, getting into the trees. And aluminum is one of the most toxic substances. Why the dramatic increase in the amount of aluminum in the snowpack and in the water? 61 times the maximum amount allowed they found in the snowpack on Mount Shasta repeatedly. So somebody is poisoning the American people. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and in addition, we get fibers, and I've been collecting these fibers that come out of the sky when there's heavy spraying. I'm in the Sacramento area, and there was one instance in West Sacramento that I have on video, actually. I'm going to be putting that on YouTube as soon as I get it edited. But I think what's happening is the spraying nozzles are clogging up, and it's causing these fibers to form, and they shoot it out. And it looks like spider webs, white, very white, sticky spider webs. Now, I've had three samples of those tested, and they've come back positive with aluminum and barium. So
I think that's very, very interesting, because basically a lot of people have seen these spider webs, and when they've commented on it, they said, oh, well, sure, that's how spiders travel. They simply, they create these webs, they get caught in the wind, and that's how spiders move from one area to another. And it sounds so logical, it's a lie. Because you never see a spider on the spider web.
Well,
and actually, I've actually seen, and, you know, if you haven't actually witnessed this, why, it's so incredible. But certainly some years ago, a young man who worked up here at the studio on a regular basis, said, you know, they were spraying this morning. And, of course, it came down on a tree, and he showed me a picture of a tree down where he lived, not too far where I am. It looked almost like a Christmas tree. And this covered with this sort of white gelatinous material, but there were fairly thick strands, maybe a quarter of an inch there, all up and down and around the tree. And he had actually collected some of it, put it in a bag for me. And it was very, very similar to what Deborah is describing, only this was much heavier than she's describing these spiderweb type precipitates. This was almost like, almost like tinsel on a tree, only, of course, it wasn't metallic. It was gelatinous. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't seen that, but I have heard about it, and somebody had told me that they had samples that they wanted me to have tested, but I didn't know to have it tested. this that I'm talking about is a little different. It looks like white thread, sort of. Very
right.
white.
That's the old spider web, you know. Oh, yeah, sure. And I see these articles in the paper. Sure, it's how the spider webs, that's how the spiders spin the webs. And then the spider webs float over, and then the spiders, they move from one area to another. They can move long distances on these spider webs. And it's all cover stories, ladies and gentlemen. It's like when people in the military go to military headquarters and they say, what are the chemtrails? What are they spraying? And it goes up to the chain of command, and the response comes, oh, they're good for you. We're spraying a vaccine. Now, I've heard this from three different sources. I don't believe it. But the fact that they're admitting that they're spraying to the military and giving them a false story, it's all a cover because they don't want the American people to know. They're poisoning our children. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Here's the test results on the fibers. I did three. There was one, actually, that we had done up in Redding, California, tested, and came 15,600 ppm of aluminum. There was another one I got off of my car here in Sacramento area. It was 5,970 ppm, and barium, I tested for barium on that one, and came back 87.3.
Have you given all this material to Rosalind, who we're working closely with?
Rosalind, I think, is aware. I'm also working with some other people in Northern California, so they're aware that I have these tests. And then
could you get me copies of those when you have a chance? I would love to see them, because we need to put together this information. Let the American people know that they're poisoning our children.
I tell people where they can get tests done if they want to do tests on either tree. We're doing tree bark tests as well, and rainwater tests. We can tell you where to get those tests done. Help you, tell you how to do that.
What are you finding when you're testing the rainwater? What are you finding when you're testing the tree bark for aluminum?
Well, I haven't done the rainwater. Up in Shasta County, there's some people up there, and I can get that information for you on their rainwater results. I did do a snowpack in Lake Tahoe. There's a lot of spraying going on over Lake Tahoe every time I go up there. And what I've noticed, too, is when they spray, it forms a lenticular cloud right over the lake, and it does the same thing up in Mount Shasta. I've been up there numerous times where I've seen a lot of heavy spraying, and then the wind current carries it around and forms this lenticular cloud right over Mount Shasta. But at Emerald Bay, I tested, and the aluminum was 6.4 mg. So I don't know. Let's see. And I also tested for titanium and had titanium in it. I don't know if I tested for barium on that one. I don't see the results. But what happened when I was producing Skylines, I wanted to interview Rosalind Peterson, California Skywatch, and so we went to the Redwood Grove over on UC Davis campus because I thought it would be such a beautiful setting to shoot the interview. And we're standing there, and as I'm setting up the equipment, she says, all these trees in here are dying. And I'm a nature photographer. I've done it.
Hold that thought.
Give us
a call if you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
And finding phenomenal levels of aluminum in the bark, and of course barium and strontium and titanium, and of course then doing analysis on children's hair, way off the book. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. It's in the water. It's in the snowpack. It's in the soil. They know what the soil used to be and the massively increase in it. And, of course, then it's getting into the roots of the various plants. And, of course, the aluminum gets in there. It strangles them. They can't get water. And so gradually many of our food stuffs are simply not developing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, basically, Deborah, are these children, when you analyze their hair, are these children having any physical problems from this toxicity?
Well, they are showing signs, yes. Primarily like skin rashes and just when they get a cold, they're not recovering as fast. It's just signs of kind of a weak immune system on two that I know of. Anyway, the aluminum on this one should be under 17.3, and it was 24.3. Then we go down here. We're finding a lot of uranium. This one is the one that really scares me. A lot of uranium. The range on this one should be under 0057, and it was at 0.0240. And most of these are military chemicals, too, that we're finding. Cadmium, lead are in high levels on these tests. So, you know, I encourage people to, if they have any type of health problem, to definitely check on the chemical end of it.
But is there any way that people can get those chemicals out of their body? That's the question.
Yes, there are, and I'm going to speak primarily on the experiences that I've had, because I'm not a doctor, but I have researched this quite extensively.
And are you using chelation of one sort?
I did do a chelation in Reno at a facility, and I didn't notice any difference with that one at all. Then I came to a facility here in Davis that was close. It was where they put me on a special diet, and I did sauna treatments and some supplements that they gave me, and that didn't help me at all. In fact, I think that the sauna might have stressed my immune system even more and caused a problem, because I was really sick right after that. And then I did take a supplement. It's a zeolite product. The company I got mine from was called Wayora, and it's called Natural Cellular Defense. You can go to wayora.com and ask for a distributor and get that information. But it was a zeolite, and that helped more than anything that I've ever tried. And I had somebody try to get me to take that for a year and a half, but because it was one of those multi-level marketing things and I had already spent thousands of dollars on supplements, I didn't try it. But finally she talked me into it, and within 2 weeks I noticed a huge difference in how I could tolerate chemicals. So what I couldn't do before, I can do now in a lot of instances. I couldn't be driving in traffic because the carbon monoxide from the cars made me too sick that I was going to pass out and my skin would burn similar to that. I couldn't go into big groups of people like churches or special events or anything like that because of the scented products that they would have on. And especially with the aerosol spraying, I couldn't even get out of bed when they'd be spraying multiple days in a row because I was just too weak and too sick. So I can tolerate that much better. I can even be out in it. I was down at Pebble Beach when there was a lot of spraying in Santa Cruz, last weekend I think it was, when they had the tournament. And I was out in that, plus they had diesel buses and natural gas buses there that I was around, and I ended up doing really well that day. So that would have never happened years ago.
And because somebody had called in, wanted to know it's called zeolites, Z-E-O-L-I-T-E, is that right?
Right. There's other companies that make a zeolite, L-I-T-E. The company that I got it from was called Wayora, and they market it under Natural Cellular Defense. So that's
market it under what?
Natural Cellular Defense.
Natural Cellular Defense?
When you go on their website, you look up Natural Cellular Defense.
All right, fine. And so basically,
there are other companies that make it, and, you know, I just...
Is it one of these, is that one of the algae, the green algae products?
It's, comes from volcanic rock. It's crystals.
Comes from what crystals?
Or volcanic rock.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Whitman. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Grateful for a land so fair. that is. Don't be late.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Deborah Whitman. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Deborah, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Deborah is one of the victims of these new diseases that have come out. They started in the late, early 1980s, about a year or 10 years after Dr. David MacArthur testified before the House Appropriations Committee. Somebody actually sent me the complete testimony. They sent it to Joyce Briley as well. We have it. Somebody anonymously in government sent it to me because they wanted us to see it. And Dr. David MacArthur, testifying before the House Appropriations Committee, asked for $10 million, 1969. He said, we want to create a new disease that will be, there will be no immune response. It will be a new means of mass killing. And some people say we shouldn't do it, but we want $10 million to produce this disease. And we also want to produce chronic disease, chronic disabling disease. So they gave him the $10 million. And, the disease has been showing up about 10 years later, the late 1970s, and certainly by the early 1980s, or into the 1980s, we had the Lyme disease, we had chronic fatigue, we had fibromyalgia, we had Gulf War illness in the early 1990s, and they all certainly go very, very similar. They're characterized by agonizing pain. They just hurt all over. They have brain fog. You can't think clearly. They have intestinal problems, colitis, diarrhea. You just feel, your intestines are stopped up, running all the time. And certainly you may have neurological problems. You have this terrible disabling fatigue, and some people will have signs of neurological degeneration. It affects every aspect of your body, and certainly your endocrine system doesn't work. And certainly there are certainly multiple treatments for this, but it seems to have a very definite effect on your immune system and multiple chemical sensitivities. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and there are millions of people who have this. The CDC does everything they can. I mean, Congress repeatedly has appropriated millions of dollars, to try to find out what it is. And there are people in the CDC who said, it's all psychiatric, and they've either stolen the money for other purposes or they've spent it on psychiatric treatments, almost as if they don't want people to understand. We carry a wonderful book on this whole myriad of diseases. It's called Osler's Web by Hilary Johnston. We have second-hand copies. We're offering them because we want you to be able to get them. Osler's Web. And, of course, it really goes into the politics of these diseases and how everything has been done to block efforts by doctors and patients and patient groups to find out what it's all about. And basically what's happened is they've infiltrated all of the organizations. They're organizations for Lyme patients, and they've infiltrated them. They're organizations for chronic fatigue and for fibromyalgia. They've taken them over and neutralized them. Why? Well, because unless you have one of these diseases, you don't believe they exist. And if you're one of the millions of people who have them, you can't get any medical help or effective help. Well, Deborah is on the front lines trying to find out what she can do to help herself. Deborah, do you have a web page or anything you'd like to get out? Or have you got a DVD you'd like to tell people about?
Yes, I started Environmental Voices, which is a nonprofit. We provide research and education about toxic chemicals and how they affect your health and the environment. Our website is environmentalvoices.org. And on there, I wanted to mention that we have a health tip section. And there's a couple of pages there. One specifically on this issue is our health alert. And it lists some of the things that I've done. I really encourage people to start building up their immune system. And by doing that, not only at first they need to get the chemicals out, but while they're doing that, to build up their immune system. I use a supplement that I really like. It's called Alive, A-L-I-V-E, made by Nature's Way. And then I make organic soups. I have big, huge pots of organic vegetable soups that I eat during the day. I've gotten away from the junk food, and I'm eating healthy. So all these are things that will help to strengthen the immune system. And that's what we need to do, get the chemicals out, build up our immune system. And it will help so much to fight some of these illnesses.
And I really think that's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you do understand there are things that you can do. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to Ray, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ray. How are you doing? I haven't heard from you. Are you doing any better with that infection you had?
Well, I got another thing that's going on with a nursing home that it was a nightmare. I put my mother in a nursing home accidentally, and on the behest of Watsonville Community Hospital, and it was a horrible thing. I'll tell you about it sometime, but the nursing home industry is absolutely a racket, and I found that out, and it's kind of frightening, really, what they're doing. And that's another story, but tonight I wanted to ask a little bit about glutens and also the long-term effects of sugar substitutes like aspartame
All right, let's take one thing. What about glutens? What part do glutens play in this, Deborah?
Well, they're finding a lot of people do have gluten intolerance.
And basically, the glutens you find in wheat and wheat products. And basically, of course, I think it's because people have become sensitive to these things. And when you develop these multiple sensitivities, you can't eat wheat or wheat products. Would that be a fair appraisal from your point of view, Deborah?
Yes, that's what I'm witnessing from numerous people that I talk to with the same type of problems. So I think it all has to do with inflammation of the intestines. So when we have these chemicals that we're breathing and eating and drinking, it causes an inflammation in that area. And so we're kind of like the trees. We're not getting the nutrients into our body. And so gluten seems to be another one that we're encouraging people to stay away from gluten, as well as the sugar substitutes, especially aspartame. And I'll tell you another little story. This was many years ago, over 20 years ago. I had a woman who worked in a lab up in Northern California, and they were doing a study on aspartame and sugar and with mice. And they found out that they put two sets of mice on the same diet. Only one had sugar. And the ones on sugar lost weight. The ones on the aspartame didn't. So I have concerns that that's not a chemical that causes people to gain weight. You see, an awful lot of people on aspartame drinking diet sodas and things, and they have a weight problem. So.
Well, but Deborah, the thing is that the original studies were done on aspartame were done by a doctor only, and he found that aspartame, NutraSweet, produced pathological obesity, among other things. It affected the endocrine system, it affected the mind, it was addictive, it affected the, it was carcinogenic, it was a toxin, and certainly they knew this. They knew it produced pathological obesity, and you hear all this talk about, look at all those fat people, and they're all drinking Diet Coke and suddenly the Diet Pepsi, because they're trying to get thin. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what the reason that they're fat is because they're drinking the Diet Coke and drinking the Diet Pepsi, and the FDA knows that they're poisoning people.
Yeah, well, McKelvin.
But if you want to get ahead in the world, why? Because you go along with the system, and then when you retire from the FDA, you go to work for the company that's making the aspartame, and you get a nice job with a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, and you live happily for the rest of your life. Corruption, and the FDA knows what they're doing. Anybody who doubts this needs to get on, certainly, the books we carry on aspartame, or hear our four-tape set on aspartame, interviews with Betty Martini. Ray, do you have another question or comment before we let you go?
The only thing I'd like to say, just one more thing. I think Henry Waxman is involved in a lot of corrupt things, but I found out that he was involved with something really totally evil and corrupt, and that's the nursing home industry, and that's another story for another time, but yeah, he's all wrapped up in having them give him political contributions from quite a few nursing homes.
Well, you know, Will Rogers always used to say, I never met a man I didn't like. But I always like to say, but then Will Rogers never met Henry Waxman.
Yeah.
And I met Henry Waxman. I testified before his committee. He is one of the, he's despicable, he's evil.
He is evil, yeah. Right. I believe that to be true.
Okay, anything else, Ray, before we let you go?
I'll be calling next week. If you have open line, I want to blow the lid off these people really bad. And
well, we can't let you name the specific nursing home, but I will tell you that they're probably better than hospice, because the purpose of hospice is to kill you. The purpose of nursing, but the nursing homes are trapped in the system. Doctors are trapped in the system. The nurses are trapped in the system. And it is because of the government interference in the practice of medicine we're in the mess we are today. God bless you, Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, I've seen excellent nursing homes. I've seen terrible nursing homes. It really depends upon the management. And, of course, we've got somebody strong in charge who said, this is the way that it's done. This is the way you handle the patients. This is how we're going to feed our patients. And, well, anyway, of course, unfortunately, you do not get the personal care today that you used to get before the government came in to help us so much. Sydney Deborah, are you getting quite a few people to understand what's going on?
Yes, I get calls a lot now that people are starting to relate their illnesses to what's going on in the air. And I have one lady in Oregon that, you know, is calling me. She says, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, multiple chemical sensitivities, and bipolar disorder and panic attacks, and I can't work. And what's happening is people don't understand it's affecting our Social Security and disability, because this woman is on disability now because she can't work because she's too sick. I see this time and time again. You know, people are not able to work, so they have to, you know, get some type of funding from somewhere, either family, and if they don't have that, then they get disability. So it's affecting that as well. But I wanted to mention, too, these two documentaries. One that I had done is called Skylines. And that was with a grassroots movement up in Shasta County, and where they went in front of the county and told them about the contamination levels of these chemicals in the water samples that they had, but the county chose not to take any action or do any testing. So now they're doing a lawsuit against Shasta County that's in the works. So we hope to do another lawsuit possibly with some other counties for the same type of issue. So things might get done that way once we start, you know, doing lawsuits. I'm looking forward to that coming forward. But the other documentary I'd really like to recommend is the one that G. Edward Griffith and Michael Murphy did. It's called What in the World Are They Spraying? And in this one, I talk about the trees as well. And there's Francis Mangle talks about how the aluminum that is being sprayed is affecting and changing the pH of the soil, so it's making it difficult for the trees to function. So that's an excellent documentary. Both can be seen on our website, Environmental Voices, or you can go to YouTube and type in Environmental Voices, and they're both on there as well.
And, of course, we carry this DVD because we want people to get it, and then we want them to give it to their friends. It's called What in the world are they spraying? They did an excellent job with this, and of course you can watch the congressman. They go back to Washington, D.C., the Congressional Office Building, and of course they will get the various congressmen. They'll ask them about geoengineering. Now, the average individual's never heard of geoengineering. They have no idea what they're talking about, but the congressmen do. And they don't want to be on film when they're asked about geoengineering. Boy, you don't know how fast a congressman can move when, of course, somebody asks them about geoengineering. Well, you need to understand what geoengineering is. It's the engineering of the atmosphere. And they are putting up these caps over the Earth. And they're made of metallic and barium and of various minerals, aluminum, barium, titanium, and strontium. Basically, they put these up with the idea that they're going to create a cloud cover up in the stratosphere. And then they're going to be able to reflect the sun so the sun rays don't get in. What they do, of course, is they mean the sun rays can't get in. People get rickets because the children can't get the direct sunlight. Of course, it makes the Earth hotter because they act as greenhouse gases that they keep the heat from escaping from the Earth. It's not that they're reflecting it. It's like a greenhouse. The sun can get in, it just can't get out. The heat can't get out. Well, I wish they'd be doing more of this and they could heat this up because the real determinant of the climate is the sun, not what they're doing. But they justify what they're doing. Oh, we're trying to prevent global warming. What I really think is they think there are too many people in the world, but they can't tell us that. They're using the geoengineering, at least some of them are, as a cover for population control. And believe me, when we see mass numbers of people with or very low levels of vitamin D, which is essential for fighting off infection and cancer, and then, of course, we see our children developing rickets, and so many of the children today who are considered battered babies actually have rickets, and they're sending parents to prison when they won't admit that they battered their children. And these parents didn't batter their children. These children have rickets because, of course, the child doesn't have adequate vitamin D. And when the government puts out recommendations for vitamin D that they know are too low so that people will suffer from the effect of low levels of vitamin D, which is essential for health, for pregnancy, for wellness, for bone health, why we're in real trouble. Go right ahead, Deborah.
I wanted to go ahead and mention, too, if anybody wanted to purchase a copy of What in the World Are They Spraying, they can go to stopspraying.us and order a copy. And then I was told that they can make copies from that once they purchase it and hand it out. They're just trying to get the word out to the public about what's going on.
Okay, fine. Of course, we carry it as well. We think it's a very, very important DVD. We consider it a weapon, really. It's a vehicle of getting people to understand they are involved. If you watch this DVD, they do a very convincing story. And I think it's a very important DVD, as is the other one we're pushing now, Cancer Forbidden Cures. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Oh, yeah, I just, encourage everybody to start looking into these issues. And the other one that they're looking, the things related to this is the Morgellons disease. So there's a lot of research out there.
What's the relationship to Morgellons disease? Do you have any idea?
Well, there are people that's doing research on it. Carnicom Institute is one.
All right. Clifford Carnicom has been dealing with these for a long time, and he definitely thinks there's a relationship between Morgellons disease and, of course, this what we're talking about today. Of course, this is the spraying of these chemicals. We'll be back in a moment here. Okay, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. So basically, we're talking about Morgellons disease. And are you feeling better, do you think, in recent years?
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Jet fuel, the different things in the jet, military jet fuel, and the different things that they're spraying for weather modification, and the different things that they're spraying for geoengineering, and the different things in the rockets that they're putting up and certainly trying, which they try to create this cap over the environment or in the stratosphere. And all of these settle down to Earth, but they almost all involve aluminum, and that's why the level of aluminum is skyrocketing, and aluminum is highly toxic, and it's in your water. Well, basically, of course, you need to get the DVD, What in the Earth Are They Spraying, or What in the World Are They Spraying? And you need to get the other DVD, Cancer Forbidden Secrets. If you're only going to get one, well, you have to decide which one you're more interested in. The fact that they have excellent treatments for cancer, they can save your life, or the fact that they're poisoning you and your children. Anyway, they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we have some excellent DVDs, certainly on chronic fatigue syndrome. We have excellent DVDs on Lyme disease. You would want to get the book. They're used copies of Osler's Web, because there's a myriad of diseases. They all fit in together. Chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, chronic fibromyalgia, Gulf War illness. And, of course, these all affect the immune system, just exactly like AIDS do. Sometimes people refer to them as HIV negative AIDS, because AIDS is suppression of the immune system, but it's a different type of suppression that these tragic people have. We're talking about millions of people who can't find anyone to treat them. They go from doctor to doctor. The book, Osler's Web by Hilary Johnson, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. You need to watch my DVD, The Forbidden Secret, with a syllabus. Hear my talk on The Dark Secret with a syllabus, talk we gave at the last conference. You need, of course, to get the other material that we have available at Radio Liberty on so many aspects of what is going on today. And why do we still have cancer? The DVD, A World Without Cancer, Ed Griffin's book, a four-tape set on Laetrile. But the cancer, A Forbidden Secret, we recommend strongly. You need to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, listen to our programs, and you can listen to them 9 hours a day. You won't get much done, but you'll get a rapid education, and then you've got to help us educate others. We're coming to a crisis point. We're coming, certainly, to into a situation where, of course, they're going to destroy the value of our currency, or at least destroy